here tonight to the Don't Knock the Rock Festival. Do you guys like our little movie, our little tour movie? That's not the movie that you came to see. It's a double feature tonight, with little entertainment in between here. So bear with us a few minutes and we'll play a couple tunes for y'all. We made that first movie with iPhones, believe it or not. All iPhones and iPads. And our buddy Dave Curran is here and did the editing as we went along. Yeah, film. Movies. Love it. My wife says, never give the drummer a microphone. So, you're embarrassing her right now. Yeah. Drum solo?
Asian lady. She really came as no surprise, but I still did destroy her, and I will smash her. No!
Spit it at the Judas scene.
He's got his ear plugged in, so he can't hear what I'm talking.
You don't have an amplifier.
Beatles there and that.
No, that's enough. I said, good, that sounded like the Beatles.
I can say myself.
Okay.
Whenever we have a big problem on stage, he just plays the drum solo, and it looks like he meant it.
Thank you.
Fisher to put this thing on.
Yeah. Stick around, we'll be coming up. We've been doing this 8 years with Allison and Tim Manders, showing rock music docs, live performances, instead of family. This year we went off-site because this event was just too big to be contained in a row of 200 people. We needed 400 of you to enjoy the premiere of the new Melvins documentary.
Hi,
Tim.
Hi.
So Tim programmed this whole thing with her mom, Allison. And just real quick, he said very naturally, what was that thing at the very beginning?
So I think Dale explained a little bit, but 5151, the film you saw as you were walking in and getting seated, was the world record tour film that the Melvins shot on their mobile phones, 51 states in 51 days.
Woo!
And edited by their tour manager. And yeah, I think it was, I asked Dale, I thought it was 2012. I feel like it might be a little bit earlier than that. We'll ask him at the Q&A.
It
really was, because it was 1 minute for each state.
Right.
Exactly.
Condensed carefully. We have a whole calendar, you guys can look it up on the CineFamily.org website. Where we have all the upcoming show Dr. Rock programs.
Yes, so next week we have the Burt Burns story. Those of you not familiar, if you're like crazy record collectors, you have probably seen the Bang record label with the gun. It has a little thing that says Bang Records. That was his record label. He also wrote Hang On Sloopy and Twist and Shout and a bunch of songs like that but you don't know who he is, and you're going to find out next week at CineFamily. August 4th, that happens.
We will be back at the Silent Movie Theater for those. I just want to say a big shout-out to all of our friends who came out. I want to thank the Regent for hosting us. We're very excited. You're going to see a lot more CineFamily events around town. We got sick of waiting to find our own building, so we just figured we're going to be everywhere now. We're going to be everywhere. So we already have a show tomorrow night at the Bob Baker Marionette Theater. I give you a sneak preview. Pay attention. We're going to be doing a series of shows in September. Maybe I'll talk with you about doing one too. At the Barnstable Art Park. It's going to be really great. Just keep an eye open. It's got a mess of stuff. But let's watch the heck out of this world premiere. Anything you want to say about the movie?
Just enjoy Melvins Mania tonight.
And we'll be back with a Q&A, a very rare Q&A on stage with Melvins and the director, and our guest moderator on the board of CineFamily, screenwriter and Melvins maven, Michael Bacall. So stick around for that, and I'll see you after the show. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you to our moderator, the great screenwriter, also great CineFamily
board member, and a supporter of film, and most importantly, Melvinologist and Melvinophile, Michael McCall.
It's the fucking Melvins. Of course, there's a line for the men's room. Guess what I heard. That was awesome. Bob, thank you. That was really good. How did you guys start down this path of making this documentary? How'd you start down this path of making this movie?
I went on a tour with these guys in Europe about 2007. The day before I left, I went and bought a little handheld camera. And I'm going to film these guys. I'm going to film some stuff. And after a couple of days, they were like, what are you going to do with this? I'm like, oh, I'm going to make a film. You know, nobody's ever made a documentary. And I think a few people have talked about it, but never happened. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to do it. So.
Is that something you guys have been resistant to before?
We said, sure you are. Good luck.
I don't remember it that way, though, Bob. Okay. First time I met you, I was buying Nestle from you.
In New Jersey, right? At Ozfest.
We used to run drugs, that's how I knew.
And actually, Ryan here was also wanting to do a documentary separately.
Did that happen? When did it feel like it started to get a little bit more like, okay, these are places that it's
crack.
And that's funny.
It's on performance enhancing pizza.
PEP.
Let's welcome Steve here. Steve!
It's been fun, you know, I've got to keep up with them, and I feel like I learned from them.
Yes.
Can I tell the LSD story?
Yes.
Which
LSD
story?
Which one?
I knew that he had started playing in Red Cross when he was very young.
Yes.
And so I asked him from the first practice, is how old were you when you started playing in Red Cross?
Old enough to know that.
He said...
11.
And then I said, how old were you the first time you took acid? And he said, 11.
I might have exaggerated.
How old were you the last time
you took acid? I'm glad that Alfie left.
So when you have a guy that has taken acid 11, how are you going to haze him?
Playground.
I said, well, the documentaries, so imagine Christmas Day, and his older brother, let's go smoke some angel dust. And then and they go over to the grade school and smoke angel dust.
How did that incident end?
I don't know, it was fine.
Because there's too many tits.
No, but they did ban it. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Those things would come up, and they would go, we need a new song, blah, blah. I go, you know, we have dozens of records. You can't find one song that you could use. Now, we want a new one.
What about scoring, like, a complete film? Does that ever appeal to you guys?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing with the Cameron Jamie thing, it's like, that we, you know, he didn't interfere. You know, the thing about us doing film work for somebody else, it's going to be somebody looking over your shoulder going, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like this. Do this. Can you do that?
You know, can't you make it sound more like the song with Bullet?
I
can't.
Unless it's for a shit ton of money, I don't see why we'd
want
to do something.
Well, sure, you want to give me a shit ton of money. It would sound exactly like the Bullet.
You know what I mean? It's like
that hasn't come up.
It'd be a pain. We're behind.
Yeah, it always sounds like a good idea, but I don't know. I'm not good at, like, people giving me orders. I'm better at giving orders. Like, I would tell the director, you shut up and let the adults work here.
Louder than any of the bands that were playing. It was
You did not play long enough. St. Vitus came here last time and they played for 2 hours. Well, you did only play for 1 hour and 55 minutes.
No.
Why is this?
Why? Your t-shirts are too expensive.
Why is this?
Gone.
First concert I saw was Kiss.
Number
11? No, it's
7.
7? Crazy. 75. That's on the first Alive tour. Yeah, the parents dropped me off.
Dropped you off where?
At the House of Pies. On Century.
At the Forum?
Yeah, at the Forum. I saw Kiss in 75 and the Forum. Well, actually, technically, I saw Montrose first, because they opened. I know you guys are a big fan of Montrose, right? Oh,
75?
Yeah, it was the first of July. It might have been January 76, but that's the picking.
But now because they just played the exact same set as Alive. Oh, you saw Kiss at the very, their best.
What a bummer.
7.
Yeah! Critic at 7 years old.
Wow, at 76, I'm 9.
Oh, wow.
Like Kiss is one of the bands that we really like. I mean, it's a, Here, I came here for the first time.
Butcherettes here. I thought that was a great venue.
Yeah,
I thought we had to do something here.
You guys.
Thanks to Bob and Ryan.
Thank you.